There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, will join us in moments. He and fellow legislators will reconvene in Bismarck for a special session tomorrow, so we'll get a little bit of a preview on that. Bottom of the hour, Troy Murray is going to join us. Troy is, of course, a former University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. He is also a former Chicago Blackhawk, and now he's part of the broadcast team for the WGN broadcast crew for the Chicago Blackhawks, and of course, big game tonight. Big game tonight. The Stanley Cup champion could be crowned tonight, as a matter of fact, and so it'll be fascinating. It's in Chicago, so we'll get an update on the Stanley Cup Series 2 with a former Sioux, Troy Murray. Any questions for him? Certainly welcome today on the program. Same with Al Carlson. Also, the caller that called before the break that had all the facts about how the rich don't pay their fair share in taxes. I don't know if Google doesn't work at his house or what, but a lot of you have been calling, well, try this source, try that source. My favorite, by the way, is I hadn't seen this analogy before, but I'll just quickly give you this, and then we'll save most of the response to that for a little later on here after we chat with Al. Steve Moore, who is a sharp guy from the Wall Street Journal and the Heritage Foundation now, just a brainiac, has a great illustration. He's saying, imagine there's a banquet for 100 people. It's $50 per person to attend this banquet, okay? And we're going to go to this. Now, at the end of the night, after we're done, we have to pay the bill, right? 100 people times $50. Well, if we pay the bill the way we pay our income taxes, here's how it would work. Those in the top half of income would pay about $97 each. Those in the bottom half of the income would pay an average of $3 each. 40 people at that banquet would pay nothing. And the single richest person in the room would cough up $1,750 for that $50 ticket for the banquet. The wealthiest among us pay a humongous amount, without question. In fact, the top 25% paid 85-86% of all the income taxes. Top 10% pay two-thirds of the income taxes in the country. So he's got to stop reading Paul Krugman. But, you know, I don't know that we're going to convince him. Anyway, look forward to chatting about that. And I know Adam and Williston, you want to weigh in on that, too. So we'll get to you here coming up in a little bit. Right now, I want to check in with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, and talk a little bit about tomorrow's special session. Al, welcome back. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Scotty?
Fantastic. Raring to go on a Monday here today. And so what are your thoughts heading into the special session here?
You know, it's really not a special session according to Minnesota standards. It's a continuation of our 80 days. So we're going to go back and have our 79th day and finish the PERS and the Rio budget, which was not completed when we left.
All right. So good point. Let's factually describe it what it is. Special session would be if you're being called in outside of the legislative days. You purposely left a few days to do this and any other things, right?
That's correct. And it's going to be a single-issue session. We had a committee meeting last week where we talked about the differences between the House and the Senate on that budget. We have a recommendation to give to a conference committee, and the conference committee will meet tomorrow and see if they agree with those recommendations or make any changes, and then we should be able to vote that out in one day. And, Scott, we're also having two other meetings tomorrow. We're having the budget section, which is about a third of the legislature, was scheduled for the day afterward, as well as legislative management is meeting, which is 17 individuals to pick the interim studies. So by doing this, we were able to combine meetings that would have had separate costs and separate days, and we put them all into one day, and therefore we minimized what the cost would be for that continuation of the session.
All right, so you're efficiently getting all these things done in one and saving the taxpayers a little bit in the process. That's great. So specifically on the PERS issue, in this was an issue that the 11th hour, there were differences between the House and the Senate version. What will What would you like the ultimate outcome to look like? How's it going to be different than what you had suggested at the end of the session?
Well, at the end of the session, we had our whole concern with the first budget was that we're changing who is going to be our insurance provider. It's going to be from the Blues, the bid was received by Sanford Health Services, their insurance division. The bid was lower than the Blues. We appreciate the fact that it was lower. Our concern was that the coverage remained the same for those 68,000 people that carry that card that we pay for. And by the way, Scott, the state pays full coverage for its employees, one of the best plans in the state, at a cost of about $254 million a biennium. So we had a real obligation to make sure that that was the same and that the legislature had some oversight other than just writing the check for that health insurance. So the bill basically boiled down with us putting two legislators on the board. We've never had any input into the board as to what the plan and the costs will be, other than writing the check. We put a firewall privacy there to make sure that a company like Sanford, which has many arms on it and many divisions, that there would be no sharing of aggregate information between the insurance company and the mother provider. That's going to be that's one of the recommendations. And the other one was to make sure that there's a reserve fund that's set up, Scott. We want to make sure that none of that money is used to enhance the premium if they find out that their bid was low for whatever reason. So we froze those assets to make sure the bid is the bid. And those were basically the three things that came out of our recommendation. We think they're reasonable. The Senate would not concur with those during the session, but as we met and had a little time to think it over, I think they agreed. We gave up some things that we were looking for, as far as discounts and providers and things, and we're hoping that this gets resolved in a very short period of time. We get out of there.
All right, and so with the product that is, when you get to the end of the of that conference committee on this particular suggestion, what will be different about PERS and the oversight of the benefits for state employees going forward?
Well, actually, it was always sold to us to see exactly the same coverage as they had before. We had some concerns about that. We think now that we've answered those questions, Sanford has been very good about breaking in and trying to answer all those questions. We had a very large bill to begin with that the House passed. Senate killed, and most of those things are gone, and only those other three things remain in the budget bill. So we think that there'll be, we want to make sure that those people are properly serviced with the health care that they've had. We have some concerns about the network. Obviously, the Blues have a very large network nationwide. We want to make sure that if you don't live in North Dakota, you're a retired employee that kept the health insurance, which you can do. That their coverage would still be solid if they were out of state. If they had, there was some concern about, Scott, I know that you've been down to Mayo and you've got some work done at Mayo. If we wanted to make sure that the opportunity would still exist, that if you could not be denied a referral down to Mayo, that issue really didn't get resolved very well, but it's one of those things that was part of the package that we had to give up, but we're hopeful that those people who want to go down there, that have been doctoring down there, will still be able to continue to doctor there.
All right, makes sense. Anything else? We've had obviously a little time now since the session wrapped up, and other than buttoning up the details and the differences between the House and the Senate on this issue, anything else that you hear out there that you want to share a comment with us on about?
I'm convinced that the minority party will do some talking about this. I'm also convinced that they'll try and bring other bills in. One of them probably, Scott, would be the issue dealing with the extraction tax that we changed during the session. They may want to relive that, and we're not going to do any of those kind of things during this wrap up of the session.
So, I mean, is that this? You mentioned earlier this is a single issue session. You're doing this, but is anybody can suggest another issue or another bill or another change? Or how does that work?
Well, they have to go through the delayed bill committee, which is the leadership of the House and the Senate, and Representative Belzer, Representative Higginbotham, and myself are three of the five votes on the delayed bill committee. If it does not get approved by them, it does not go forward, and we have no intention of expanding the session.
Yeah. Since the trigger on the fifth month did not trip the big trigger, there's been some Monday morning quarterbacking on that. What do you make of that?
Well, what actually happened when it didn't trigger, I'm sure there was a bit more oil activity had it triggered, because the oil price is still hovering around that $58 to $60 mark. We haven't had a lot of enhanced production because of that low price, and I think there would have been more hydraulic fracturing had that 5.5% or that 6.5% tax gone away. So now we're collecting the full 11.5% till the end of the year, and then the effective rate will go to 10%, five production and five extraction. So actually they're paying more than they would have had that trigger kicked in. And we did budget assuming the trigger would kick in. And
hold tight if you would, Al. We'll finish on the other side of the break here. Hang on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now, because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Past the hour, mark your calendars. Week from Thursday, we'll be at the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Conference in Minot, Grand Inn in Minot, Thursday, June 25th, Friday, June 26th. Starts with a Bakken tour in the morning on Thursday, and a who's who. Biggest names of oil and gas in North Dakota. A lot of great information from folks. So Ron Nessa, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nessa will be there from Nessa Consulting. There's CPAs, there's lawyers dealing with title curative work. There are folks from the NDSU economists there. MDU will be there. Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, Department of Mineral Resources. The NARO national president will be there. Just a lot of great information. Whether you're having trouble collecting royalty payments or wondering what your royalties are worth or trying to figure out how to protect those blessings for future generations, whatever it is, great place to be. If you would like to sign up, want more information, call 800-558-0557 or go to NARO-US.org, National Association of Royalty Owners, North Dakota Convention in Minot, 25th and 26th of June, 800-558-0557. Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, here with us for a couple more minutes. So before the break, we were talking about the fact that the big trigger did not trigger means, in fact, more for the state budget coffers. And if it had, in fact, triggered, then it would have been, likely prompted some more increases in development, for sure, and some things that would have happened given the prices remain pretty low. What do you make of the fact that, you know, you had a pretty robust debate about this, you had a vote about it, it passed, and yet it still remains an issue for Democrats? Is this good politics for the Democrats or what?
Well, they think it is, Scott. So when you look at the logic of why we did it, I think there's nothing more important in the long-term future of North Dakota than a stable tax rate. Not one that has triggers built into it that can take your revenue up and down like a yo-yo. I think if you explain it to people, they understand it. We'll still collect. If the prices were to rebound, we'll still collect the neighborhood of $6.5 to $7 billion in oil revenue for the state. That's a tremendous amount of money. It makes us a little bit more competitive. We're still fairly high tax rate on oil. Makes us a little more competitive, but I think that we did the right thing. I think that you're going to go to a conference, Scott, and you're going to see how important oil is, not only to the oil companies that are producing it, but to every individual in North Dakota who works, every individual who collects a royalty payment, every town that has housing being built, all the infrastructure things being done. It is an economic engine for our state, and we need to recognize that, and we need to make sure we create an environment that keeps it there for years to come.
I think most people get that, though, don't you? I realize that politics is politics, and you're gonna find a little wedge wherever you can. But I think that if we're walking up and down the main street in every corner of North Dakota, most people are going to agree with that statement.
Well, I think if they understand the facts and what's going on, I think they'll realize we've made a tremendous effort trying to take care of the impact that's happened in oil country. I think that's an ongoing process for years to come. We've invested $5 billion in the last three biennium out west to help with the infrastructure. We know we're not done yet, but that's an ongoing process. As the development continues, so will the state's participation.
No, that makes sense. Anything else you want to say about the next 2 days? Or
I did have a comment about one of your callers that I was listening to about the income tax and the trickle-down effect. 80% of the tax in this country is paid by 20% of the people. And it's no different in the state of North Dakota. Our tax is aggressive. The more you make, the higher the income tax rate, which, by the way, we've been lowering every session to try and get it down. So that argument just doesn't fly. There's a lot of people who give services and pay nothing, and there's a lot of people who rightly so pay their fair share. So are they paying not enough? I just can't understand that logic, Scott.
No, I can't either. But when somebody calls quoting Paul Krugman, you can quickly figure out where they're getting their information. But point well taken. Thank you, Al. Good luck over the next couple of days. Appreciate the update.
Amen.
Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and I keep wanting to say special session, but really it's a single issue, continuation really of the session that wrapped up back in end of April. Adam in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on that caller before that bottom top of the hour there. I don't see how, I've fought my whole life to not take any kind of a assistance from any kind of government source. I've made my whole life paying my taxes, paying high percentages of taxes, and I don't see where I have to pay for somebody else. You know, I paid my way. Our country was set up to be you have the opportunity to do the best you can and be who, you know, you can go anywhere, but it takes hard work. So just because somebody else doesn't have the energy or the want to make it for themselves and raise their family or whatever, why does it make it to where I have to pay for them? I see if somebody falls, you know, and needs help, you know, I want to help that person out. And that's one reason why we have churches that help out those kind of people. We shouldn't have to take our taxes, keep raising our taxes and raising our taxes just so we can support people who don't want to work. Is it kind of understood there?
Oh, very well. Very well, Adam. You're saying and speaking for many. No question about it. And I'm with you on the frustration on it, too.
To hear somebody come out and say that, it gets down deep. I'm 30 years old, and I've worked my whole life. I've struggled on $20,000 a year. I struggled on all kinds of income, but I made it. And you have to strive to get there. But for somebody, and I see people, I've went to grocery stores, and I'm standing in line. The girl in front of me is got talking on a smartphone. She opens up her wallet, and there's hundreds, and then she pulls out an EBT card to pay for her groceries. I don't understand that.
You're not alone. You're not alone, Adam. Without question, it's a system that needs reform. It's a system that needs to find the people who have a true need that can
exactly.
be taken care of, not those that are taking care of it, because I'm with you. And I think the vast majority of people that are truly in need, this is a compassionate country. And it's amazing how churches are prevented from helping in the name of government that does it less efficiently, for crying out loud. I mean, the games that are going on there are scary. Adam, appreciate the call. We're out of time, so I got to run, but please call again. Enjoyed
right,
your perspective. You bet. Take care. Troy Murray, when we come back, we're going to talk a little NHL hockey. Big game tonight in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. And former Blackhawk, former Sioux, Troy Murray will be here to talk about it on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, If you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Power you can depend on. Pretty darn important. We flip that switch, whether we're in Chicago, the Twin Cities, Bismarck, Mandan, Dickinson, Tioga, Fargo, Moorhead, wherever you are, you want to just make sure the light turns on, right? Power you can depend on. We take it for granted. We shouldn't. And the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is a place where you can find out more about enhancing, preserving, and protecting a diverse set of energy resources, including, by the way, coal-based electricity. Big part of that reliability that's there is coal. But to ensure, and it's also the affordability side comes from coal, the most affordable a fuel source there is. So if you want to make sure we have a continued affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota now and into the future, join the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Join the Army to take on the war on coal. Go to secureenergyfuture.org. Great website with coal facts and information on the Clean Power Plan and the latest on the issues, as well as a little widget where you can find out how much the proposed changes to carbon regulations would cost you in your monthly energy bill. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. One of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. So tonight, Chicago, something could happen for the very first time. The Chicago Blackhawks could win a Stanley Cup in Chicago for the first time. Wouldn't that be something? The Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup in Detroit in 1961, in Philly in 2010, and in Boston in 2013. Will it happen tonight in Chicago? Let's ask a former Blackhawk, a former Sioux, which is why he's near and dear to our heart, and a current member of the Blackhawks broadcast team, Troy Murray. Hey, Troy, how are you?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, it's good. Good to hear your voice. Good to catch up. Well, I hear your voice a lot because I don't watch the Stanley Cup Finals. I listen to the Stanley Cup Finals on WGN's online feed, and it's great hearing you as part of that broadcast team, and we've been following with great interest what's going on with the Blackhawks. Exciting, exciting Stanley Cup final run here, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great, and I've been very fortunate to be a part of this run. I've been doing the broadcasting for about 12 years now, and was there in 2010, was there in 2013, and this Blackhawks team with this core group of guys, starting with that ex-Fighting Sioux guy, Jonathan Toews, it's just been amazing to be a part of this run. These guys are so good, and they're so mature, so professional. It's just been a real treat to be around these guys.
Yeah, Jonathan Toews has been quite the story. I mean, the point in his career where he gets to see, and he's certainly lived up to the ability to talk a little bit about him. What do you think about Jonathan Toews as a Blackhawk? Describe what you like best about him.
Well, I mean, where do I start with Jonathan? I mean, he's just one of those individuals that is very unique, and very special, and You know, when he first came to Chicago, obviously there was a little bit of a connection through the North Dakota, you know, program. But here's a guy, and if I can say one thing, he just gets it. He understands, you know, what his role is as far as an ambassador, not only for the Blackhawks, but for the game of hockey. He came in at 19 years of age and just so mature, and the way that he approaches the game. And, you know, they call him Captain Serious, but it's all about, you know, him being able to prepare himself the right way to give him and his team the best opportunity to win. He's just a quality individual. He's a great hockey player, and obviously the Blackhawks are very fortunate to get him in a very deep draft at number 3 and then Patrick Kane right after that. But this team is very, very fortunate to have a guy like Jonathan Toews as far as the captain and inside that locker room.
Captain Serious, that must be a fighting suit trait that he carried on from it. There's an intensity level that comes. I mean, it seems to me fighting Sioux, Blackhawks, pretty good match there, right?
Yeah, it is. And you know, I don't even know where you start to, you know, point the finger at what Jonathan's best attributes are. You know, here's a guy that plays on the big stage. He's won a couple of gold medals. He's just one of those guys that, You can't be impressed. And if I had to start a franchise right now, and this is not being disrespectful to, you know, the great players in today's game, but I wouldn't look past Jonathan Toews. He'd be the first guy on my list, and I'm a little bit biased because I've been around this guy for many years. He's been in the NHL. You just love his approach. You love the way that he handles the media, the pressure. It's unbelievable. And I don't think there's a better leader in hockey and maybe not in professional sports right now other than him.
Tonight, obviously, a lot of anticipation and excitement about the game. And what's your sense coming into tonight? Are they just clicking as many cylinders as they possibly can?
Well, they're going to throw everything at Tampa, you know, tonight, because nobody wants to go to a game 7. And even though it's not an elimination game for the Blackhawks, they have to treat it as such. Anything can happen in a game 7. So their approach is, you know, let's take care of business here tonight. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. And again, if you listen to, you know, Jonathan Toews' comments yesterday, he says, you know, we're aware of what's going on in the city, and that's, you know, obvious that everybody's excited about that, but we just have to keep our emotions in check, understand what we have to do. And this team has been there before. They've got some great guys in that core group inside the locker room, 7 guys looking for their 3rd Stanley Cup. You had some veteran players like Antoine Vermette and Brad Richards, and it's got a lot more experience in the lineup to deal with some of these types of situations than a less experienced team in the Tampa Bay Lightning. Doesn't mean you're going to win, but the approach is going to be where it needs to be. And this has been a heck of a series. It's been really close. And I think the Blackhawks are in a position to have their experience and their star power and their core group of guys who have been there before get it done tonight.
I understand you need to take out a loan if you want to go to the game and don't have a ticket yet. The ticket prices after the win the other night went through the roof, right?
I'm still looking for one. So if you know anybody, there is simply not a ticket to be had. And boy, if you look at on those, you know, ticket exchange sites, as you mentioned, the tickets are astronomical, but it's going to be a special night. And for the opportunity for the Blackhawks fans here to see the Stanley Cup being raised, you know, I think it's kind of worth the admission and obviously supply and demand. Chris, if you want to come in the building, you're going to pay a steep price.
And you've been around there a long time. Obviously, played at Chicago right out of North Dakota after winning, by the way, a national championship back in 1982. Sioux fans.
It's the one thing that I have, Scott, that Jonathan does not. and I remind him every time I get a chance.
I hope you do, for crying out loud. Yeah, that's for sure. But that town is I mean, they're fired up, right? I mean, that's what I love about Chicago. I mean, Chicago just has that kind of way where it just really gets behind his team. I mean, it's a big deal for the town of Chicago what's going on in the series and a shot at doing what no other team is done, win 3 Stanley Cups in that short period of time. But the town's into it, aren't they?
Oh, they are. I mean, even if you go back to 2010, 2013, a couple million people coming out to the Stanley Cup parade to support this team. And, before Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane, it wasn't so good. There was a span where they went 9 out of 10 years without making the playoffs. They made it once and lost in 5 games to the St. Louis Blues. So it was really bad to be able to be in a position to draft some great players. And The Blackhawks were very fortunate to get those two guys. But since they've been here, and I was with some good teams in the 80s, I've never seen anything like it as far as how a city has been in a position to get behind its team to a degree that has never been seen here in Chicago.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
I got to think Jeremy Roenick's got sitting right in front of me here coming up to say hello.
Oh, my goodness.
They got everybody in the building tonight.
JR himself, yeah. Just tell him two words, Justin Duberman, and watch him run for the exits. Another former student.
He just took off. I know. I see Justin around here all the time. He lives about 10 minutes from me.
Duberman does?
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, another Chicago boy, former Sioux. We're just reminiscing something fierce here. I have to ask you what the buzz was about Dave Hextall, the coach of the University of North Dakota team now, heading for the pro ranks and doing something that doesn't happen very often, jumping right from the college ranks as head coach to the NHL. What are folks buzzing about that, Troy?
Well, I mean, it was kind of out of the box thinking by Dave Hextall, and I think it's a great choice. I mean, you know, if you look at his resume, he's been excellent and consistent. I think there's some disappointment that he didn't kind of finish the deal that he was looking for there, but at the same time, a great opportunity for him. And, I had an opportunity to actually with Chicago's organization years ago, and I've met him several times. And, you get another good man in Bubba Bradbury getting the head coaching job there at North Dakota, and perhaps also a great opportunity for him to kind of show what the college ranks and the ability of somebody to make that big step. I think it's a real good fit.
Well, it's kind of neat because it's just almost another way that North Dakota's on the map there a little bit, and there is quite a fraternity for folks that are not too familiar with NHL circles, but there's a kinship there, as you mentioned earlier, your bond with Jonathan Toews, but just in general, the way you crisscross folks that you either played with or, you know, coached under or whatever, quite a family there of the North Dakota bond throughout the NHL, isn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. And, you know, I run into a guy like Kevin Maxwell, who was one of the scouts here in the NHL, a big name in 1979 and 80, I should say, with the Sioux. And anytime you cross paths with these guys, it's pretty impressive. A real quick funny story for you. When Jonathan first came to Chicago, I was doing the broadcasting, so I went over and I introduced myself to him. And I said, Jonathan, Troy Murray played at North Dakota, won the NCAAs and whatever, blah, blah, blah. If there's anything I can do to help you, don't hesitate to ask and welcome to Chicago. He was so polite and so nice. It was unbelievable. And then I'm kind of thinking, well, I played there and left in 82. He was born in the late 80s. He has no idea who I am. And he didn't. And he didn't even remember that I played in Winnipeg when he was a kid. I was the captain up in Winnipeg there. And it was funny. It's like you just kind of assume that, these guys remember who you are. But he wasn't even born when I was at North Dakota.
Oh, yes. I know we're old. We have a lot of gray hairs to show for it, right? But
I wish I had gray hairs. I have no hair.
If you want to feel old, my wife, when I said, hey, we're going to talk to Troy Murray today on the show, dear, tune in because she's a big Blackhawks fan because of you, right? Because she was your biggest fan when she grew up in Grand Forks and watched two hockey and loved it and loved Troy Murray. And, in fact, had one of your sticks. It was a casualty of the flood of 97. She always laments that was her biggest loss in the flood of 1997. But she's a
biscuit.
Yeah, there you go. The old Christian sticks. Exactly right. Yeah, nothing better.
I used that when I first came, after we won the NCAAs that year, I came straight up to Chicago the next week, and I brought all my sticks with me, and everybody was looking at me like, what the heck are these? Christian sticks?
Best ever. Warroad, Minnesota made, as a matter of fact. Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll let you get to work. We're excited for tonight. Go get them, and our best to Mr. Toews there and the rest of the Blackhawks, okay?
All right. Yeah, Scott, thanks for having me on. Good catching up with you.
Good to catch up with you as well. Take care. Troy Murray, the North Dakota legend, for those of us that remember 1982 and that national championship there, and also a great Chicago Blackhawk himself, one of the best, now part of the broadcast team. Back with more after this on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind a vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you, from Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop and see them in Valley City, in Castleton, two locations to serve you, up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now, and of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well. Even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4 for $4 special like I do. That's four items. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items for $4. It's a great deal. I have it once a week at least, and you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Left on What's On Your Mind for a Monday edition of the program. Pick up the telephone and give us a ring. You got something to say here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your email questions or comments always welcome. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com as well. Hey, I want to tell you about my friends up at Polar Service Center. If you need a tank wash, that's right, if you're hauling a tank and you need it washed, $100 off your next tank wash, if you mention Scott sent you. That's right. It's a deal just to get you familiar with the wonderful facilities they have, not only in Kildeer, soon in Williston, but also in Billings. That deal's good in either location. And the wait, I understand, a little less in Billings than it is in Kildeer, busy place. But it's $100 off your first tank wash when you tell them Scott sent you. Also, if you're hauling water, The Challenger pumps are they're the best of the best, and right now they have a unspeakably good deal on a Challenger pump, meaning I can't tell you the price. That's how good it is, because everybody will go, what? You're selling them for what? But I don't think they're going to last through June. So you need to take advantage of that deal, maybe get yourself a spare, save yourself a good deal. At Polar Service Centers in Kildare and Billings, they have the tank part you need when you need them. They do truck hydraulics, too. They pump, if you're pumping crude, they've got a pump for it. If you got to push sand off the trailer, they got a blower for it. If you need to push water, vacuum onto your trailer, they have the pump for it, the hose to carry it through. Collision repair in Billings, too. They're at Highway 22, top of the hill, Kildare, exit 452 or 455, north side of I-90 in Billings, Montana. It's a call that came in during the break on a previous caller that is causing a little bit of an issue amongst some listeners. Not exactly in agreement, and that's okay. We appreciate that when we have folks that that agree or disagree, and hear someone disagreeing with an earlier caller.
I wish people would know their facts for sure before they called in and tried to make it sound like they knew their facts. I don't know the exact numbers of who pays the most taxes and everything. I'm not going to claim I do, but I know it is in the range of the top 10% of earners pay approximately 50% of all the taxes to the United States, and the bottom 10 or 20% pay zero in taxes. So, some people in the middle might be paying a little more than their share, but you can't say that every person that makes a lot of money isn't paying their fair share of taxes, because the facts are that the top tier of taxes pays more than half of the total taxes paid to the U.S. government. The facts are out there. Just have to look for them. And I don't have the numbers right in front of me right offhand, but I know it's somewhere in that area.
Appreciate the call, and you're right. And the IRS is the source. Just factual tax data that the top 25% of wage earners pay about 85% of the taxes. The bottom 50% actually pay about 3%. No kidding. Craig in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. I want to talk about one of the candidates we haven't talked about yet today on the presidential race. Go ahead, Craig.
Yes. I heard a news broadcast yesterday where Hillary had made the comment that in her speech that she was going to make sure that all employees got a fair cut or a fair shake, fair part of the profits from the company that they worked for. And I thought to myself, boy, is that stepping into mid-70s Russia.
Yeah, no kidding. And first of all, let's just unpack that a little bit, Craig. Let's start with defining fair, right? So who is the arbiter there?
Well, that's just right. I had a friend of mine one time. He was working for a factory, and they were on strike, and for higher wages. And he made the comment that, look at all the money they make. They owe it to us. And they don't owe you nothing but a fair wage. They're the ones that are putting the risk out, sticking their neck out and for everything. And they're giving them a fair pay. That's about all they owe them. That's how I feel anyway.
No, it's well said. It is definitely well said. Craig, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Gosh, we're about out of time already. What have I not done yet? I think I forgot to tell you about my pillow. Maybe it's because I just slept so darn well last night that I'm just in sort of a, you know, kind of a fog. In fact, I had a call from a listener in Bismarck said, you know, the pillow works so good, I often oversleep. I don't know if you want to tell that story on the air, but that's how good my pillow is. And, you know, then when I do get up, I'm, you know, rushed and, you know, it is the best of the best. And by the way, our listeners get that great two-for-one deal on their original classic pillow. Savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com. Also brought to you in part today by our friends at Medora. The musical is fantastic. 50th anniversary edition. Medora.com. Medora.com for your tickets and a full event list. And they've got a lot of fun events coming up this summer. The Medora Country Concert Series and so much more. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Rent Real Country Jam, June 19th through the 21st. All ticket proceeds go to the Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota, Sawyer Brown, the Bart Crow Band, Blackbird, and many more. Weekend pass only $80 and a discount for military members. There's concessions, a beer garden, and dry camping available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Rent Real Country Jam for Fallen Soldiers, June 19th through the 21st, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-623-4200.
Father's Day's coming up. Time to treat Dad to the perfect day in the field. Border Plains Equipment has everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with his Case IH pressure washer. Plus, you'll earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases. Hurry on in to Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow before June 30th and ask about this special offer. And take care of dear old Dad with a stop at Border Plains Equipment.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.